Hey, Akshamla, Hoshkelinis, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. Now, those of you who are listening to this for the second time round probably realise that this part of the show I sounded very strange. And although this is post-production, so I can
make myself sound just as strange, a bit like this.
I decided to record this little bit because, I thought I didn't want to lose the integrity of the original show, but I didn't want to sound as though I'd swallowed a horse right at the beginning. We're going to start and finish with the Naz, and they didn't have an article for a start, but they came from the Yardbird track, the Naz Are Blue, and it was Todd Rundgren's project. And as you probably know, Todd Rundgren was a bit of a megalomaniac down the line. This particular song, when it was released as a single, as its B-side, Hello It's Me, which became his sort of signature song, but from 1967, and also played at the wrong speed slightly tonight, but I thought I'd just keep that for your delight and delectation. Here is Open My Eyes, and I've got a cat on my knee. From 1968, that was Open My Eyes. I've got a message from Mrs. K in Gari Tepe, Mrs. H in Darushafaka, and a Mr. T in Umrania. They said, Tim, you sound like you've swallowed a horse. Yeah, I did at the beginning. There was some, I think the volume on the microphone was a little bit too high, so I don't know what you heard of that, but that was the Naz and Open My Eyes. It reminded me of The Who at the beginning. I can't explain why.
We're beating it up
with real fresh cream.
Gaying it up
with real fresh cream.
Laughing it up
with real fresh cream.
With real fresh cream that's easy to get. Make anything great
with real fresh cream.
Clearing his plate
with real fresh cream.
Wow, living in state
with real fresh cream.
With real fresh cream that's easy to get.
Yeah.
Make a feast of it with real fresh cream now.
All right, that was Naz and Open My Eyes from 1967. The connection is to Denny's Coffee, and how am I going to do that? There is a Spanish podcaster, it's Spanish speaking at any rate, it could be Colombia or anywhere like that, but the name of the podcast is Salamantes, from the 6th of March this very year. So they played Naz and also Denny's Coffee, so I'm just going to do the same. And just before I do that, because I'm flipping the vinyl round, I'm just going to play you this. Enjoy.
I flick up my tail and swim in the sea with haddock and plaice and dabs. I wriggle on rocks with my little legs past lobsters and limpets and crabs. My name is Scampi, Scampi, that's me. I live on a hand in the sand by the sea.
Doing it as we speak. You can hear the click of the turntable. And we're gonna, this is Denny's Coffee. And this is a song called "Is If You Can't Dance, You Ain't Got No Business Dancing." And it goes a little bit like this.
From 1975, that was Denny's Coffee, and If You Can't Dance to This, You Ain't Got No Business Having Feet. And well, that's another Dennis Coffey track just kicking in there. We have a connection to East of the Underground. I was going to play that now. It's pandemonium in here tonight. I had a load of library music lined up, but can't get at it, folks. Anyway, yeah, the connection to East of the Underground from Dennis Coffey is that East of the Underground, Bet You Never Lost My Love, was sampled. In fact, it was replayed by Funkadelic on I Bet You, and I think they sort of got the sort of hook of the line, and that was also on Westbound Records, as is this one. And well, what can I say about East of the Underground? They're much sampled, and I think it's one of those bands that people didn't buy the records when they first came out, but those who did, you know what I'm going to say, form bands, or rap bands. This is, as I say, from 1971, and it goes a little bit like this.
I love you, tape one.
I love you for so many reasons. I love you for all seasons. First of all, I love you with a fresh mess of a spring.
East of the Underground from 1971, and I Love You. As I say, not very imaginative in... it's all kicking off tonight, isn't it? It's not very imaginative in title, but imaginative in music. And, well, this show is the connection to Iowa. This is by Yamazuki. Now, Yamazuki were a very interesting combination of people. They have... sort of Japanese sounding name, and they come of course from France, and I think it was a group of session musicians that had sort of got together, and they like the sort of music of the Far East, and why not. This is the B-side of the single Yamazuki, their sort of eponymous single, and as I say, it's I guess a mantra I'm just about to enter the third chakra myself, but from 1971 is Yamazuki. And again, it's our final, so it goes a little bit like this. It's a little bit how I'm feeling tonight. That was Yamazuki, of course, from 1971. That was that sort of French-Japanese combo. And why not? I'm just going to bring that down because we've got a nice play-out groove there otherwise. And, well, the connection is to the unforgettable Lollipop Shop, that's who it's to, and that is via the Radioactive India show, which is on Facebook, and they've played both the Yamazuki and the Lollipop Shop. And I think the Lollipop Shop were a combo of people that were on the run from being drafted to Vietnam, and I think they went under various guises, but they brought out a garage single in 1968, and I've got to point out that shop is spelt like the old English shoppy. And, well, it's quite quaint, isn't it? Until you hear the actual song, this is You Must Be a Witch.
Pushing people with your touch. pushing people with your touch. Pushing people with your touch. You're wearing the green, you're talking obscene. You're making my life into a dream. You're wearing your colors to be like the others. And easy life in heaven with a thousand other guys. Yeah, yeah. I must be a witch.
Bang, that was from 1968, and that was the old Lollipop Shop and You Must Be a Witch, etc, etc. There's lots of you listening in tonight. I've got a message, well, repeated messages from Mr. R in Hanoi. Yes, Hanoi. Hello, Mr. R. It basically told me to get my act together, didn't like the feedback. That was part of the show, Mr. R. That, I'll have you know it's avant-garde or avant-garde, a clue, I don't know. Yeah, what it was there was a lot of music that I had for tonight. And this is why I never normally use computers and I don't trust them. Always use analog things because normally I have a CD, but the CD, well, one of these things is kaput, all right? So I've got one CD drive, so that's all right. So you think, well, I'll put that, the rest of what I use, into a folder and I'll open it so I know where the folder is. But then the folder is, I don't know, it's access denied for some reason. And this all happens like 2 minutes before the show. And, you know, you've got to use your imagination. There were little Vox Pops and all this sort of usual library music, some funky tunes. I can't even open any single files on it. I mean, really, in future, folks, I'm just going to use library records. I think it's the answer to us all. I digress. Yeah, we've got Mrs. C. Ngaratepe, and we've got Mr. K. in Fati as well, and as I say, Mrs. H. in Derushafaka, and Mrs. Z. in Ngaratepe as well. Anyway, the connection is from the Lollipop Shop to Brett Miliano, or via Brett Miliano. He wrote a book called Vinyl Junkies: Adventures in a Record Collecting, and I think it was probably made quite good reading, actually. I mean, as long as you sort of were fairly adventurous about which sort of record shops you went into. If you were going into those sort of corporate type shops, like, I mean, I don't want to mention any names, but those that sort of smell of vinyl flooring and that sort of thing, it might get quite boring. Yes, I went through a set of glass double doors and went to the cash register, and it had a Casio and all of that sort of thing. I think it's rather the sort of adventures, well, I like to think so. It's the adventures, you know, these sort of record shops where they've got an earth wall and you've got to stoop or crawl through the door to get through it. And most of the records in there have been damaged by some fire at some warehouse in 1974. You know the kind of record shop I mean. Kind of heaven, really. This is from 1974, a bit like the warehouse fire, and it's a Turkish version of a John Lennon single, which was off Walls and Bridges, and it's one that it's got well, it's got an Apple label, but it's got silver writing on it, and it's also got the logo on the record sleeve. I don't know what it's supposed to be, because they all look the same. It's not just this one that's got, I don't know, it's not had any superficial damage to it, but it just looks like a black square with like a, I don't know, grey smudge in it. That's supposedly an apple. But as I say, you are now going to listen to John Lennon doing some sort of suit commercial from 1974. But so, here's what you got. That is what you got. Here's Johnny.
Good morning, Southern California. It's 6:19 and 62 degrees in Hollywood. If you think that dressing up means a stiff suit and a dopey tie, you haven't seen Tobias trousers and tops. Tobias dress-up casual sportswear is the fashionable answer for those of you who don't get along with ordinary men's wear. Tobias tops and trousers in European dress, casual and Western jean looks are sold separately. You combine them to attain the look that suits you best. Tobias sportswear looks great as a casual outfit. Add a tie, and it becomes a drag.
Radio Station, episode 5705B. In this episode, we look at inconsequence. Given that there were lots of programs about sensationalist issues on a global scale, the radio station thought it would be a good idea to put some sensationalist magazine news on a very, very local scale indeed. The listenership is on the up and up, and this is thought to be because people like to compare the lives that they hear on this particular programme and compare it with their own lives and feel lucky about it. Inconsequence features Anchorman Colin Cheddar, Weather Lady Janis Joplin, and Dougal Camel, the roving reporter. Hello, good evening, and welcome to another inconsequential edition of Inconsequence. And tonight, we're going to put a curb to Curb Mountain. Yeah. It's been noted, particularly in Walsham Street, that people have been sort of taking liberties with their Curb Mountain. And this morning, we spoke to Mrs. Ethel Bembridge, who was in Waltham Street, and she was out with a tape measure. Hello, Mrs. Bembridge, are you there?
Sam here. I was supposed to be at a coffee morning at St. Martin's Girls, but I'm out here with my tape measure because it's just too bad. Colin.
How are you objectively measuring this phenomenon?
Well, I've got a tape measure. I mean, it's quite good to sort of fold away in my handbag, but, you know, my husband said it does expand if the sun's out, so I don't know. I mean, is it objective? But I measured as much as 7 centimetres this morning for a Ford Focus.
And Mrs. Bembridge, are there any persistent offenders you want to name and shame?
Yeah, I do. It's a bloke, I think his name's Alan, and he drives a blue Triumph Dolomite. And he's here. I mean, every other day he's here. And, yeah, Julie at the chip shop told me about it. It's disgusting, really. So if you're out there, Alan, stop mounting the curb.
Hard-hitting stuff, innit? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over to Dougal, who's already in the car park of the Rose and Crown for this year's car park skittles. So stay on the edge of your seats, folks. Are you there, Dougal?
Hello, Colin. Well, I'm here in the car park of the Rose and Crown. There's already about 15 people here, and we're hoping to get it up to a thriving bunch of 20. So, you know, if you're out and about, then come on down. Things have already got underway, as you can hear, and we've got the mounting tension of the show-off between Denzel Fumfampton, who was last year's semi-champion, and Sir Barry Sheen. Pleased to say he's just been knighted. Of course, he was named after the motorbike icon, and he's been knighted for his services recently for car park skittles in the Commonwealth. So, you know, it's a really proud moment for his mum and everything. And just for you punters out there, you know, car park skittles, it's like table skittles, but in a car park. So instead of a wooden diamond, you've got a tarmac one. And, well, instead of a board, we call it a car park. Oh, Denzel's just throwing. Yep, it's a flopper. And the crowd have gone mental. Yeah. And Sir Barry coming up now to the diamond. He's got that ball and chain. What's he going to do? Well, he's got a two. It's looking like the Lager Shandies are going to be on alert, Sir Barry, tonight, Colin. Back over to you. Well, it's certainly got me hooked. Thanks for that, Dougal. And without any more to do, we're going to go over to the weather lady, Janice Joplin. Janice, how are you doing?
Well, Colin, it's a bit miserable out. Marmis is next door, but 3. Managed to dry some washing this afternoon. But then it was a bit damp to touch when she got it in, you know, and she was a bit concerned about it, so she's going to try and put it in Tumblr. The reason she's going to do that is she's in the Park Street area, and tomorrow we've had a message from Mr. Ogden at number 25. He's planning to have a bonfire about 11 o'clock in the morning. He's about 11 or near us, damn it, going to have a bonfire, and he's burning some garden waste. And I think the concern there is the remnants of an old shed, which he has conceded that it's a bit rotten. So it might be, you know, some smoke, and there's a sort of east-northeast wind dew, so it could blow over a couple of houses in Park Street, over the cattle market, and then into Standard Road as well. So, you know, some things to watch out for there tomorrow. Well, on a lighter vein, you might remember I asked last night, what's your favourite date? And Dorothy Ashby has called in, and she says hers, it's 3rd of September. So for you, Dozer, here we go. Thank you.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you, tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
I just love the way that fades out where it does. It was the first overs of Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. When it was brought out as a single, the B-side had part two on it, and it sort of continued that lush melody that you heard there from 1973. And the connection is to James Clark. Now, this is a piece of library music I have got that I can operate tonight, so that's a bonus, isn't it? And James Clark and The Temptations, neither The Temptations nor James Clark ever stood for the Mayor of Coventry. Yeah, that was especially for you, Mr. R, in Hanoi. I know you like detailed connections like that one. This is from 1970, and as far as I know, it was a KPM library tune. Not sure what it was used for, but something pretty funky. This is Boogaloo Smith.
Dodecahedra, dodec, dodec, dodecahedra, 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 dodecahedra.
Just sort of need a shiller bang at the end of that. That was Boogaloo Smith by the fabulous James Clark. And, yeah, we've got some background music since the part two of The Temptations. So all is not lost, folks. Now, the connection from Boogaloo Smith and James Clark to Richard Hell and the Voidoids. They were one of the first bands to ever play in CBGBs in New York. Sort of pioneers of punk, if you were, sort of in the early 70s. And, well, neither were Regius Professors of Southeast Asian Studies at Aberdeen Polytechnic. That was, yeah, something that came to mind. And this is from 1976, I think, I believe. And it's got quite an unfortunate title. I think it's sort of describing the ups and downs of relationships. It's Love Comes in Spurts. We all like a spurt now and then.
Child, we wanted all of so wild, though died in slow motion. But played with devotion, babe, and sang with devotion. Just a whole of the notes. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no. I just gave you wives to the tragic.
Love Comes in Sports, that song about jogging from the Richard Hell and the Voidoids. And we've got a very upbeat sort of connection to Steely Dan. Both Steely Dan and Richard Hell and the Voidoids are subject matter in the very sort of lowbrow reading part, Heroin and Music in New York City by Barry Spunt. From 2014. I think that's quite some heavy reading, that volume. And this is from Steely Dan's album that came out in 1973. And it was a bit of confusion about the well, the cover art, because I think it was either one of the band members or the girlfriend of one of the band members have actually done the cover art. And there were five members in the band, but the cover art only showed three, so I think they sort of replicated it on the back. It's a good album, but didn't spawn any singles, so not many people bought it, but, you know, it doesn't detract from the fact that it's got five stars from AllMusic and things like that. But from 1973, this is Steely Dan and King of the World. We'll be right back. From the album Countdown to Ecstasy, I forgot to mention that. That was Steely Dan from 1973 and King of the World, and that takes us back to the NAS. Now, the connection is Todd Rundgren, who was in the NAS, before he started being a sort of megalomaniac and going off on his own, and then I think he had a band called Utopia that was also basically Todd Rundgren and the Todd Rundgrenettes, as far as I remember. Anyway, that Todd Rundgren and Donald Fagen have recently produced a song that was sort of, I think, aimed at Donald Trump. I don't think it was very nice, and it was called Tin Foil Hat. And I think that was off Todd Rundgren's new album, or sort of from a couple of years ago, his latest album, let's just say. And, this is the last track on side one. We played the first track on side one at the beginning, and this is Wildwood Blues. Da-da-da-da-da.
Got them old Wildwood Blues. Got them old Wildwood Blues. Wildwood Town. Some bad news. Got them old Wildwood Blues.
the Nazz. Shillabang from 1978 and Wildwood Blues, and that rounds us up for today. Let me just, I have got some backing music, but you've heard this before tonight. Doesn't matter, does it? We started off with the Nazz and Open My Eyes from 1968. I don't think you heard me say that at the beginning. Todd Rundgren and Dennis Coffey were on a podcast called Salamantes from the 6th of March this very year. So that's a Spanish podcast. Tune into that, folks. And that took us to Dennis Coffey. And if you can't dance to this, you ain't got no business having fate. East of the Underground and Bet You Never Lost My Love was replayed rather than sampled by Funkadelic in I Bet You. And that was on Westbound Records, as was Home to Dennis Coffey. And East of the Underground, we had I Love You. This show was a connection between East of the Underground and Aeoa and Yamazuki from 1971. The Radioactive India show on Facebook was a connection to the Lollipop Shoppy with You Must Be a Witch, etc, etc. Brett Miliano and Adventures, Vinyl Junkies Adventures in the Record Collecting, in Record Collecting, took us to John Lennon and What You Got. We had that soap opera thing. Then we had Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. Neither The Temptations nor James Clark ever stood for Mayor of Coventry. And from James Clark, we had Boogaloo Smith. Neither James Clark nor the, Richard Hell and the Voidoids were Regius Professors of Southeast Asian Studies at Aberdeen Polytechnic. And that took us to Richard Hell and the Voidoids. And that was Love in Comes in Spurts. Heroin addiction and music in New York City, and in fact it's heroin and music in New York City, so it could be just female heroes, by B. Spunt from 2014 took us to Steely Dan and King of the World. And Todd Rundgren and Donald Fagen recently performed on a record called Tin Foil Hat. That was all about Donald Trump, and that took us to the Nazz, of course, containing Todd Rundgren and Wildwood Blues from 1968. Well, that's been a very chaotic show tonight, and, I hope you've enjoyed it nonetheless. It makes it more exciting, doesn't it? Tune in next week, and hopefully we'll have the backing music back. That's what backing music tends to do. I mean, if it doesn't come back, then we'll have to get some more backing music. Until then, keep safe, keep warm, keep connected, and good night. Keep connected. See what I mean? Backing music covers a multitude of sins. There you go.
Connections.
All I want to do is to get back to you. Connection. I just can't make no connection.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.